This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for Thursday, April 13th. I'm Curtis Fox. Today, some thoughts about a hip-hop poem by the late, great June Jordan. Poet, essayist, journalist, activist, June Jordan was a cultural force to be reckoned with. Alice Walker called her the universal poet. Audrianne Rich has said, whatever her theme or mode, June Jordan continually delineates the conditions of survival, of the body and mind and the heart. Born in Harlem in 1936, she died 2 years ago. This summer, PoetryFoundation.org will debut a webpage celebrating her life and work. Today on the podcast, a sneak preview about a poem that June Jordan wrote late in her life, produced by Wesley Weisberg.
Last fall in New York City, at a celebration of June Jordan's life and her recently collected poems, directed by Desire, a former student of hers, Junichi Sumitsu, read Ode to Eminem. That's O-W-E-D to Eminem, the white hip-hop artist. So June Jordan, an older African-American feminist poet, is writing in the style of Eminem, a young, controversial white hip-hop artist. She's taking on his hip-hop persona, Slim Shady, with her Slim Lady. Is she putting herself in competition with Eminem? Is she making fun or paying homage? Is this a poetic critique of rap or rap critique of poetry? What is she saying about rap, and what does rap have to say about poetry? I sent the recording to poets and hip-hop scholars and to friends of June Jordan's, and then I called them and asked them to weigh in on what might be owed to Eminem.
I'm Slim Lady, the real Slim Lady. All the underage ladies just trying to page me. But I'm Slim Lady, the real Slim Lady, and I will stand up. I will stand up.
When June wrote Ode to Eminem, she was responding to a very widely heard contemporary voice.
Adrian Torf is a musician who collaborated with Jordan for many years.
And she was going to respond to him in a language that not only was native to his expression, but that would be heard by an audience as big as his.
Samia Bashir is a poet and former student of Jordan's.
I remember when she first wrote that and she emailed it to me, and I thought she was really interested in what was going on with Eminem at that time.
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
I can tell you that June bought that CD and listened to it not because she was looking to respond. She bought it and listened to it because she had a huge appetite for contemporary culture.
Adrian Torf.
And as soon as she started reading about and hearing about this guy Eminem, she wanted to know who he was and what he had to say and how he was saying it.
That was when he was kind of really blowing up, as it were.
Samia Bashir.
Becoming a very popular rapper. And his Slim Shady album had come out. And there was all this controversy about him as a white rapper coming out of Detroit. And she kind of jumped into the fray with this poem that was really kind of embracing his challenge to what it meant to be a rapper and what it meant to even open your mouth and say whatever you want to say.
Chicka, chicka, Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping a you-know-who.
Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. But sometimes
it shook everybody up and made everybody have to say, wait, wait, I guess maybe I have to think before I just jump in with the automatic response to this.
I really read the poem as in the tradition of the battle.
Adam Bradley taught the poem Ode to Eminem in his Modern Black Poetics course at Claremont McKenna College.
And of course, we think of the battle now in terms mostly of rap, but the battle was an essential part, at least competition was an essential part of poetry as a formal genre since its origins.
She's appropriating the rap. Basically, she's saying, look, you know, I can do it too, right?
Cornelius Eady is a poet and friend of the late June Jordan.
It's a very funny poem, but it's also sort of seems like June is validating it by imitating it. I think most people just sort of take it as sort of like a put-down of Eminem, but I really saw it as he's playing both sides of it.
Don't tell me you pissed or who's slashing whose wrists or pretend about risks to a blonde millionaire with a bodyguard crew that pray behind shades and that pay to get laid. What?
Well, I mean, the first thing that can be said that it shares with hip-hop is certain sense of rhythm.
Adam Bradley.
And you can hear it through the clusters of sounds that she creates. And through that, she achieves these distinct moments of sonic density. At the same time, she lacks what rappers would call flow. You know, that is a kind of regular rhythm cadence that carries her through the song.
The issues that it brings up are cutting and delicious.
Poet Bob Holman knew Jordan for decades.
But it's mainly that she's able to occupy that hip-hop form and Eminem's own style and toss it right back at him.
You fudge where you come from or whether you mean it. The shit you can't make without sycophants seeing it. But nobody's dumb enough to believe that you grieve because folks can't conceive that you more than a moron. Or why would you whore on the hole in your soul?
The line where she writes, why would you whore on the hole in your soul? That's a level where it achieves a kind of sophistication in how she's engaging Eminem as an artist and also as a cultural figure in his deeply flawed displays of angst and aggression and violence towards women, towards gays, towards pretty much all comers. She takes that all on, and she does it in a way that through parody and pastiche uses a lot of his techniques.
I think that there's a few different things that are going on there.
Samia Bashir.
And I think that it's a lot less a statement about Eminem than it is about kind of agency and voice. And for someone like herself, who was at that time an older black woman, who was obviously doing a lot of teaching of young people, and kind of saying, well, actually, I'm the dopest. I'm the flyest rapper.
The moment at the very end, the parenthetical aside, where she says that she's playing, and in a way, she is taking on the role so common in African American folklore of a kind of a trickster figure.
Hey, Shady, you know what I'm saying? I'm just playing. You know I love you.
I can promise you that when June was crafting that poem,
Adrian Torf,
she was applying the same rigors of poetic art to that poem as she would have to a poem that she was writing, say, as a sonnet.
If she were to recite this poem in a hip-hop cipher, in a battle or something, it wouldn't likely fare as well as it does in a spoken word audience. It would be more like bringing a knife to a gunfight, as you might say, as Jay-Z once said. It loses something because of the lack of flow.
I always define spoken word as poetry written with the specific intent that the first time it's ever experienced, it will be heard before, if ever, it is read.
Taylor Molly is a spoken word artist and poetry slam champion.
Now, what's the difference between rap and spoken word? Well, nothing, except that in rap, two of the tools that the writer has at his or her disposal are beat and music. And in spoken word, those are two things that the writer is not allowed to use.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up.
Dana Joya, who's now the head of the NEA, said that a really good tune can turn the most vapid of lyrics into the greatest, most deep insight ever.
I performed with LL Cool J in the mid-80s, and I said to him I thought he was the poet of the year because he was able to rhyme Ayatollah with granola. He said, "Don't call me a poet, Bob. That's economic death."
You know, T.S. Eliot said poetry should be difficult.
Taylor Molly.
By which I think he meant that a poem should not reveal itself entirely upon first reading. Well, that's not good advice for somebody who's writing spoken word. For spoken word, a poem can't be difficult.
Those who bemoan poetry's increasing irrelevance, quote-unquote, in the culture are really bemoaning their own increasing irrelevance for whatever reason that may be.
I don't see a difference. For me, hip-hop is poetry. It's a genre of poetry, and there is good and bad hip-hop poems, lyrics, words, whatever you want to call it.
At this moment, it's the single most important and accessible form of poetry that we have.
I think it's really part of June's vision would be that poetry is to be defined by the people. The idea that there is a popular poetry in the U.S. in 2006, it's a new place for us.
What's that about fair? I'm not through with you. I'm the bitch in the bedroom, the faggot you chump. I'm the nigga for real, so get ready to deal. I'm tired of wiggers that whine as they squeal about bitches and faggots and little girls too. I'm a Arab, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Orthodox Jew. I'm the bitch come to take you, I'm the faggot to fake you. Out of the closet, full of the slime you deposit for fun. Rhyme and run, you the number one phony ass gun. Oh, I am that I am and I don't give a damn, and you mess with my gem and I'll kill you. I will.
Wesley Weisberg produced that piece on Ode to Eminem. The poem was read by Jumichi Sumitsu last fall at an evening sponsored by the Poetry Association of America at Hunter College in New York City. Check back this summer on the poetryfoundation.org website for a special celebration of June Jordan's life and work. Tomorrow on the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, some highlights from a recent celebration of John Ashbery's poetry.
I felt that he was about the best poet there was, and I've learned a lot from him. I was thinking one day when I had kidney stones, he said, even a hangnail will do.
Let us know what you think of this program. We always want to hear from people. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. or by calling our voicemail at 718-857-1821. The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.